It's the Panther Hour with MG and Liam on Triple Panther. The final tickets available for Sunday's game are sitting in MG's hands right now. And if you want to win them,
oh yeah,
make sure you keep listening. The last tickets on the face of the planet. One bloke who does not need a ticket, he's earned his right to be there on Sunday afternoon, is this man who joins us now, Brandon Smith from the Melbourne Storm. G'day, Brandon.
Hey, I'll take those tickets, though.
We're going to have a, you know what, stay on the line. We're having a Panther quiz later. You might win. Mate, congratulations on a fantastic season. You are a dead set pleasure to watch. Every time you take the field, whether it be in the starting outfit or off the bench, you just make things happen. Congratulations on a great year, bud.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that coming from you too, mate. It's really an honour to hear that coming out of your mouth, mate. I'll try to replicate your game a little bit, I reckon, trying to be a lunatic a bit. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? If you be a lunatic, you might get a job on the radio when you finish playing footy. So keep being a lunatic, brother.
Does it pay well?
It pays real well, yes.
Because there's not a lot going upstairs. I don't think they'll have a
footy. Hey, ditto, brother, ditto. Listen, I didn't realise you were you played in the NYC in the Cowboys. Did you play in the same team as Billy Kickow?
Yeah, the Cowboys missed out on signing both of us, so it's a bit of an upset. But yeah, we were good mates, and he was a really good player to play with. He scored like 26 tries that season, and I think they all just went off the ruck. So. I was the hooker feeding them tries, and it was a pleasure to watch.
Brandon, you've already ticked one of the boxes required to work in radio post-career. You've got to be brave enough to just whack people. And the fact you've just thrown one at the Cowboys for missing out on you and Billy Kickout, you're going to be fine in radio post-career footy, mate. Hey,
stuff them.
There you go. Hey, playing with the Melbourne Storm, some people probably just assume you've already won a premiership in your career, but you've experienced a loss. What lessons are you carrying with you from the grand final loss in 2018 this week? What are you taking? What memories are coming back to you, and how are you taking them into Sunday?
For me, the memory I remember so much is just that game got taken away from us at the start of the game. I was on the bench. I didn't get on till the second half, and I was a bit younger then, so that's rightly so. I was that small fry that doesn't get on till the last 10 minutes when the game was already over. So hopefully I got a little bit more trust in me this year and I get to go on and try and make a difference early. But I just remember that game, just they started really hard on us, and I think we let the moment just slip away early in the game. So I hope the boys take that all in, and we can get a good start to the game, and hopefully I can come on when the Panthers boys are all tired and try and make a difference like I always try to do. And I just hope that, we have a good game, and I get to get a ring. So I'll be really stoked if that happens.
Such a different year, mate, in so many ways. You've been asked to jump through so many hoops, everyone in the competition. You've done it. You've got to the big dance, finally. How has it affected your season? What's been the hardest thing about living in the bubble?
To be honest, for me, it hasn't been so hard, because the life I live in Melbourne isn't too flash anyways. It's always cold. It's always cold there, so you don't want to get out of the house too much. You want to stay in the warm. And, for me, just being in the bubble, I've got to hang around the boys a lot. And for me, that's huge, because I just love to be around people, and I love playing card games. I love playing video games. I love doing the lot, and I love staying busy and just having fun with my mates. And it's detrimental at times, because my missus, she never gets to see me. So when the boys are available all the time, I have to go see them. And I literally play cards, I reckon, 6 hours of the day, and just talk absolute smack the whole time and piss a lot of people off. But I've really enjoyed the bubble life, and to know that what Victoria is going through is what we could have been going through. It just really,
well said.
It's been pleasurable being on the sunny coast, and I've got to live under the sun and miss the winter, so there's not a lot I want to, say that I'm living a bad life. Like, the bubble life for me has been real good, so I don't want to dwell on being the guy that, we had to move away and we had to do all this bad stuff, because it's really been good for me, to be honest. So yeah,
great perspective, brother.
Yeah,
and I think that's the way. Look, just finally for me, you've got a few nicknames. I want you to answer A, B, or C. Is it A, the bulldog? Is it B, the wombat? Or is it C, the block of cheese?
It's C.
Block of cheese. Every day of the week, baby.
But I'll take any one of the wombat was actually given to me by Jonathan Thurston. He said that when I played at the Cowboys. So I think the Melbourne nickname is block of cheese, and if I ever go to the Cowboys, it'll be back to the wombat.
I tell you what. The Panther Hour, on Triple Panther, suffered some brand damage, MG, because we didn't expect to bring a Melbourne Storm player in to be so damn likable and convert some people to the Melbourne Storm for Sunday's game.
This kid's a good one. He's a good one.
Oh, and Brandon
Smith. Wherever you end up next year, we don't know, but good luck on Sunday. May the better team win.
At least I'm not falling asleep listening to Matty Guy. Jesus.
I love it. Brandon Smith from the Melbourne Storm, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, love you, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
You too, mate. Outstanding. Oh, I think I'm going for the Melbourne Storm. I don't know what
he's
just happened.
He's my new favourite player.
All right. Well,